The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Jess Kelly is in Dublin. She's going to answer your tech questions. Good morning, Jess.
Morning, Pat.
Now, a new phone, and it has a name that almost seems destined for failure. It's called Nothing.
It's called Nothing. This is the Nothing phone, and it had been teased about 3 months ago. The reason this is interesting, well, I suppose there's a few different reasons, but the guy behind it, his name is Carl Pei, and he was one of the co-founders of the OnePlus devices. These were, and they still are, incredibly popular with very hardcore tech fans who don't want to go down the traditional route of Apple or Samsung. Carl Pei stepped away from that project, and now he's developed the Nothing brand. About 3 months ago, he outlined his vision, and when he did, he kind of referred back to Steve Jobs showcasing the very first iPhone, how everybody sort of gasped and was excited when we had a smartphone for the first time. But over the last number of years, that innovation, that sense of excitement has disappeared, and he's looking to bring it back. And so he has done that through the Nothing Phone 1, which is the first iteration of this device.
Now, there's something that makes this very different to anything that's gone before. And this is an array of 900 micro LEDs. Where are they and what do they do?
They're on the back of the phone. And I suppose it's for a few different reasons. There is a function, there's a novelty aspect, and then there is a point of difference. So if I was to line up pretty much every flagship smartphone on the market at the moment and turn them so that the backs were facing up, it would be quite difficult, regardless of the forgetting the logo, to identify which one was which. The Nothing phone has those little LEDs that you mentioned on the back of the phone. So that straight away makes it look a little bit different. They're also functional in that I could set them to light up a particular colour if you text me, for example, or if my Microsoft Team goes off, for example. So there are little indication lights that can light up and let me know who's texting me, who's calling me, what app is in action. So that is one point of difference. I thought it was a little bit gimmicky, but the more I've gotten used to it, I actually quite like it, because Samsung back in the day used to have an indicator light on the top of the screen. So if you got text again from your boss or from your friends or whatever, you could set it so it was a particular colour. And it just means you get an idea of who or what is onto you before you pick up the device.
Now, a transparent casing, that's also novel.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not sure it's functional beyond the novelty aspect. The device, it does stand out. It's a 6.5-inch screen, I should mention that. So it's a decent-sized screen. When you take it out of the box, it looks similar enough in terms of design to an iPhone 12 or 13. It's got that boxy design. But it does run full Android. And when you set it up, it is just a joy to use. There's different internal memories and so on. So you can get either 128 gig or 256 gigs of storage, and then you've got RAM of either 8 or 12 gigs. The point of difference as well here is that the price is incredibly competitive to what you'd expect from a flagship phone. So just for a second, remember that the iPhone 13, the most expensive iPhone that you can get, the Pro Max version, is in and around between 13 and 1400 euro. The Samsung S22, you're topping a grand for the flagship model there. For the Nothing Phone 1, it's 469 euro. And that is buying the phone outright. And so I think if you are a tech fan, if you want high spec without a hefty price tag, this could absolutely be a bit of a game changer and put pressure on the likes of Samsung and Apple to make a more affordable offering.
All right, so that sounds like an attractive proposition for people to investigate the Nothing phone. Now, questions. How can you block on a OnePlus 7 phone calls from a foreign country? I'm getting calls from Moldova continually. That's from Deck.
Yeah, this is a big issue at the moment. There are so many of those scam calls doing the rounds. If you go into your settings on your phone, so pick up your phone, go into settings, go to call settings, and you can block numbers. Now, unfortunately, you can't block an entire country code, but what you can do is you can enable caller ID and scam protection, or spam protection, I should say, and then you can also block particular numbers. So if there's a particular number that is calling you time and again, copy and paste that into that section of your phone, and that'll block that number from your device.
Now, here's a very worrying one. This says, I work for a charity. I use social media to promote our cause. On Friday, we received a message from Facebook's recovery page support with the following message. Your account will be deactivated because someone has reported you with non-compliance with the terms of service. If you are the original owner of this account, re-verify your account to avoid getting banned. Confirm account here, and there's a link. Mm. If you do not confirm within 12 hours, our system will automatically block your account. Since then, they've blocked our Facebook and Instagram accounts, and we've no idea why. No inappropriate photos or ideas. Any photos of children were taken at a distance so you couldn't see their faces, but we deleted them anyway, just in case, or simply stock photographic images. Is this a hack? Or can someone make a complaint and Facebook will block our page without any evidence of wrongdoing? Please help.
This obviously is not ideal for a number of reasons. We do need more information, I suppose, to talk through it in full. So if you want to email techtalk@newstalk.com, I will get on to Meta and find out what the issue is. But just so people understand, individuals can report social media accounts. If you do have a business or a charity or a fan page, whatever it might be, if it is reported and if it is found to be in breach of the regulations, it can be taken down. Now, the terms and conditions and the reasons why a page could be taken down, like, there are plenty of them available there. So you need to find out which one it is. But if you email me the details, what I'll do is I'll get on to Meta and we will try to get to the bottom of this.
Jess, please, how come websites cannot recognise us each time we visit a site instead of repeatedly asking us to OK cookies? It's very annoying.
It is very annoying. This is one of those issues that has arisen as a result of my beloved GDPR. And although it's a pain in the face, it is a good thing from a security point of view. It means that your device isn't being remembered by websites. So remember previously, a number of years ago, for example, if you went on to book flights and then you stopped midway through the process and you go up and then there was reports of maybe the flights going up and all that sort of jazz. It's actually a good thing that the cookies aren't stored every single time. So as much as we give out about it, I think it's a good thing.
Can Jess recommend a good robot vacuum cleaner that doesn't break the bank?
Yeah, you know what? A lot of the like the Lidl and Aldi's and all the rest, they often have robot vacuum cleaners in the middle aisle, and they are quite good. You can go out and spend a big fortune, but as you mentioned there, you don't want to break the bank. So, like, I think I bought one two Christmases ago for less than €200 and did the job. I can't remember the brand, but they kind of do in and around the same thing. So just make sure that you read reviews of anything before you purchase it. But in general, they kind of do the same thing.
Best low-cost but good, reliable laptop, please, Jess.
So you have a few different options here. You could go down the route of a Chromebook, which they tend to be incredibly affordable. It runs Chrome OS, that's the operating system. The key point here is that you won't be able to download programs. You'll just have to do everything internet-based. So that's not a problem if you use, say, the likes of Google Docs, if you're just going to be surfing online, watching Netflix, that sort of thing. If you want a step up from that and you want a laptop that is running full Windows, you can get something by Acer or Asus. A lot of the back to school, back to college offers are already kicking off. So if you could wait another 2 weeks or so, you could get a real deal.
Now, a final question. Are generic chargers as good as the branded ones? Is it worth buying the branded one? I've lost two already. They tend to be more expensive.
They are more expensive and they are absolutely worth getting. It's better for the device and also from a fire safety point of view as well. I know Dublin Fire Brigade are always saying on their Twitter account and all the rest to use the device, to use a charger that is meant for the device. Don't go out and buy any of the generic cheaper ones because sometimes they're just not as safe. So although it can be a little bit expensive, it is definitely worth doing.
All right, Jess, and that's all we've time for with the questions. Jess Kelly, thank you very much. And all we've time for in Sligo. The winner of the two-night stay here at the Glasshouse Hotel in the centre of Sligo is Anne Germain from Shannon. So congratulations to Anne. A reminder now that our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the Newstalk app. It's powered by Gola. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on Newstalk.